Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.
Don't hurt her ears.
Lucy thinks she's a person anyway. Let me go on.
Lucy is a person. Okay, so Sharon, oh my gosh, it's been like almost a year. March 23rd will be a year. And wow.
Bada
so tonight's show, oh, we didn't even tell everybody what we were doing. Lord have mercy. Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, because you can't drive.
You know what, Sharon?
it's been a long time since we. It's just been me and you, just kind of chilling, having little conversations on the thingy here that we're doing here on the Blog Talker.
Yeah, that would be called the microphone, Sharon.
You know what I mean.
Just in case you forgot, yeah, that would be called Mike. Okay. So, hello, everyone. Welcome to the original Back to Us show. Yes, it's the Back to Us show with Anise and Sharon, the show that launched a radio station that turned into a movement, that turned into a network.
That turned into Back to the Future.
You are so crazy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so where do we even start? I mean...
Let's start back in March.
Back in March. Oh, my gosh.
We were having corn dogs. We were at your house. We were eating corn dogs, I think.
We were not eating corn dogs, Sharon. We were, what were we eating? I think we were eating, like, cheese and grapes and stuff.
Oh, we were being rich. I got you. Okay. So
and
we
had Tavana
like
tea. We had our Tavana tea. Remember how I used to always do the little Tavana tea for you in the little tea things that you used to call the safety pin?
Yeah, the safety pin. You put the tea in the safety pin, and then would sit there, and I would stir my tea with a giant safety pin. And we
yeah,
would just talk
called,
about all kinds of stuff. And,
yeah, Sharon, those were called tea diffusers, not safety pins, okay? They're tea diffusers.
Whatever. I'm not cultured. Say it like it is.
But we would sit there, I mean, we would drink tea for hours, and that day when you came over, I mean, that Monday, Allie had just gotten kicked out. I think that's the word that I'm going to use, kicked out. Actually, it was more like, please come get your child and never, ever bring her back here again.
This was from the Oprah school?
Sharon, why you gotta put it out there? You know, I was trying to be polite.
Okay, was this from the very, very, very rich black woman school?
Would you stop? Oh,
is that so?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes, this was the school that was featured on the show from Trouble Next Door.
Gotcha.
That
okay.
we were on. from our show.
Mm-hmm.
So Sharon wants to put it all out there, put all of it. You just want to put all of our dirty draws out there. You know, I'm trying to be all nice and politically correct.
I mean,
everything.
Come on, this is a celebration. You don't be PC on the first show of the last month of the year. That
I know,
we started.
Right? We just put it all out there. But you know,
say whatever
Sharon,
the heck we want to say.
When that school kicked Allie out, I mean, it devastated me in a way that I have never been devastated before because I trusted them. I trusted them when they said, we're committed to you. I believed in them when they said, we're walking this journey with you. I bought into the Kool-Aid when they said, you're a part of our family. But if I had
mm-hmm.
known that their family only existed until the show credits started rolling, I would have rescinded my membership.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of all of that just kind of really ticked you off.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't so much that it ticked me off, was that it hurt me, you know, because going into this, I told them, I said, you know, Allie has been diagnosed with a mental illness. And I said, you know, I'm not sure how this is going to work for her. And they were like, oh, you know, we know that she's had a hard time. We're here for you. We're committed to doing this with you. You know, we want to give her an opportunity. And, you know, I mean, it was everything that I needed to hear at that time. And, you know, I drank the Kool-Aid. But, you know, what that experience taught me is that when your child is in a private school, they don't have the same protections that they do in a public school, because a public school can never call you and say, come get your child, it's not working for us, and never bring her back again. They can't do that.
That would be the government.
Yeah, that would be the government. You know,
government.
I mean, it hurt me, and it hurt me to my core. And, you know, you recognize that my pain was so deep that I had to do something with it. You know, I couldn't sit on it. I couldn't sit in it. I had to somehow push through it. And go ahead.
And you said, I want to talk about it on the radio.
I did.
And I said, well, you sure do talk a dang on a lot. Can't get you to shut up. So maybe you should get on the radio. You just won't shut up.
We went to dinner that night after we got through drinking our tea and eating our corn dogs and our cheese and grapes and everything at the dining room table. We went over to Ruby Tuesdays, and we sat at the booth together. And it was just so, I mean, I never will forget that day because you drove through rush hour traffic to get to me. And, you know, anybody who's driven in rush hour traffic in Atlanta
from Alpharetta.
Drove through hell. Yeah.
Wait,
from
Alpharetta
to Conyers. Yeah,
yeah.
You drove through hell to get to me. But, you know, you did that because I needed you at that moment more than I've ever needed you in my entire life. And we've been friends for 10 years. And, you know, I mean, the way that you held me and just allowed me to break and to be vulnerable, you know, and after I was broken and I was vulnerable, you were like, okay, look, I got the Gorilla Glue. How are we going to put this shit together? Oh, I cussed on the air, Sharon. Oop.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, we've done worse. We've got, what's her name? We've done worse than the S word.
I know, we've got Reggie talking about the strippers,
yeah.
But we're going to get to that in
right.
a minute.
Right.
Strippers and
say the S
alcohol.
Word.
Yeah, we have, you know, of all of our shows on iTunes, Reggie's show is the only show that's coded as explicit. Can you believe that?
I wonder, is it because strippers, nipples, and alcohol appear?
Probably strippers, nipples, and alcohol and weed appear.
Yeah, it's not rated M. I mean, it's not rated P. What is it, rated G? What
that would
be
PG. And not
yeah,
it's not
rated.
It's definitely not rated G, and it's not rated PG or PG-13.
This one is rated. What the hell? Rated WTH.
So I mean, you know, but it was that moment when we decided to do the show, and I remember you were like, Anise, you know, I've done a blog talk show before. It's a lot of work, and I was like, Sharon, just do it with me one time. I just gotta. I got to get this all out. I've got to talk about it. And I said, you know, I said, because there are a lot more people out there like me. I didn't know where they were, but I just knew that they had to be out there somewhere. And I knew that if I allowed myself to be vulnerable with everybody else, and if I allowed my pain to be open, and if I was raw, that I would get what I needed. Because, you know, Michelle Alexander taught me, you know, when Allie was in the hospital, to give away that what you need the most, or give away what you need the most. And I have all those seven words that Michelle said to me that night as I was sitting on the floor in the emergency room at Rockdale Medical Center with my daughter, those words changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it changed my life even more because Michelle, not even a month later, went through her own crisis, but she continued to support me. She continued to give away what she needed the most. And when she started giving away what she needed the most and I started giving away what I needed the most, we started pouring into others in our community and giving away what we all needed the most. And more than anything at that time in my life, I needed support. I needed a community. I needed a family. And, you know, we created all of that, Sharon. I mean, from that Sunday show, that 30-minute show where I had show notes written like a dissertation, and you said,
I know, I
ain't reading that.
I'm not reading that. I mean, it was so weird because you wanted everything to be so organized, and you wanted to. What is that noise?
I think that. Hold on, that's not me. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, you wanted everything to be so organized. You were like, you had it in outline version. You got the Roman numeral 1 followed by the capital letter A. You got lowercase little a with the one with the parentheses after. And I'm like, I'm not reading that crap.
I know. And it was so funny.
So it was funny. It was funny how we went from that structure and wanting everything to just go just perfectly, because we didn't know what we were doing. We were trying to make it look the right way. To, you know what, I'm not reading that. I'm not doing that. I don't know anything about this person's bio. We just going to talk.
And, you know, and I think that's what really sets us apart from everybody else. You know, we're professional, but we're not stuffy.
Right.
And, you know, and we're fun. We're fun.
I'm fun. You're not fun.
I am too fun.
No,
how can you say I'm not fun? That's not nice.
Because you wrote a dissertation for show notes.
I wrote a dissertation for show notes because I'm a doctor, Sharon, okay?
Whatever.
That's how doctors write.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So we went from that first show, and then after that we've had, I can't say hundreds of shows, but we've had
72 shows to date.
Wow. Thank you. We've had 70-plus shows. So of all those shows, which one did you like the most? Or which one stood out? Not which ones you liked the most, but which ones have stood out the most?
Okay, I think the show that I learned I'm not going to call any of the show names. But there was one show in particular that, and this was, you know, where I wouldn't tell you. Well, actually, I am going to say that show name. Remember when I put you on the Fantasy Island and we had all of the femmes? And we had like 6 femmes on the line?
That was orgasmic.
I know. Everybody was like, how could Sharon not know what to say? You know, and I kept getting all these text messages. They were like, put me on the air with six beautiful lesbians. I'll know what to say.
You won't be the real. I can't say it on the air because this might not go on iTunes if I say what I really wanted to say.
Yeah,
you know how some guys get. You know how some guys get a Woody.
Really, Sharon? I did not need that visual.
I got one, and I don't know what to say. I was like, oh my
and
God,
then,
this is beautifulness.
All that beautifulness. Oh, and then, oh, my gosh. Okay, so then this summer, remember when we did the movie Studsman, when we featured the cast and everything, and I had the biggest crush on Taz?
I got so tired of Taz. It was Taz and then Deontay.
Deontay. Oh, my gosh. That was the song that we played, I'll Be Your Stud.
I
that
know.
Was the very first song that we ever got to
know.
Play on the radio.
Like I said, I got so tired of hearing Taz and Deontay. Taz and I got them confused. I said, which Taz are you?
She said, what Taz are you? But, you know, it was so funny because Taz from the movie Studsman actually turned out to be a very, very dear friend. And, you know, she was very instrumental in helping me figure out how to source for music. And, you know, because I had been going to the Brown Sugar Vibe with LaCara and DJE for almost 6 years, but I never thought to use the artists there to fuel the music for our radio show.
Mm-hmm. And it worked out.
And it worked out. And now we've got LaCara and DJE hosting a show, Soul Food Sunday, on our network.
How about
and
that?
And we've got Look Alive, too. I know, right?
How about that? So there was
and
one
then,
show.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. Okay, so the next
oh
person
gosh.
That I'm about to bring on air to talk to us.
Wait, I asked you what shows piqued your interest. Aren't you going to ask me what shows piqued my interest? Is
okay,
this all about you?
Sharon. What shows piqued your interest, Sharon?
Other than the Femme Fantasy Island where I was consumed by beautifulness and couldn't talk and couldn't form a perfect sentence? Other than
yeah.
that one?
Other than that one.
Okay. I enjoyed the show when we spoke with the attorney. That was one of
oh,
our
yeah.
first shows. And that one took a lot out of us because we thought that we kind of had everything going. We knew what we were doing. But it was one of our first informative shows. And I think people learned a lot, and we got a whole lot of listeners to that show. And I believe we still get some people that ask questions about that
yeah.
particular show and what they can do about their own relationships and things of that nature. And it was personal for me, too. I wanted to just sit there and keep talking and ask questions, but we didn't have that kind of time, and I didn't want the attorney to charge me $500 an hour to talk to me.
Yeah, that was a great show, and you're right. That show does continue to get downloaded even to this day. And the other show that still gets a lot of downloads was our Educational Advocacy 101, where we talked about IEPs and 504s, and people have actually asked me to do a 102 series on that one. So we're going to definitely get that in the lineup for the 2014 year.
We got to talk about 2014. I talked to my boy about TV.
Okay, well, hold on. We haven't gotten there yet. Can I please roll this the way that I have it laid out on my show notes? You know, the ones that you
didn't
help
with. We don't do show notes.
You don't
read. Because you're a nerd.
You know what? You almost made me cuss. You almost made me lose my Jesus up in here.
Because you're a nerd. That's why. You're Dr. Nerd. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm going to mute you. Because remember when we were on the show and I muted
you? And you muted me? And I was in the background. I was like, this heifer just muted me. You just wait.
I'm sure he did. I muted you and you were sending me text messages and you were stomping your foot. And I was like, I just would not respond to you. And you didn't talk to me for like 3 days after that.
Sure didn't. You didn't want to talk to me on air, so you don't want to talk to me off air then.
That was hilarious. Okay,
yeah,
so I actually have someone that I want to bring on the line. And so remember when we started thinking about, you know, what did we – and it kind of happened organically, you know, as I was – you know, I remember when I came to you and I said, Sharon, we've got all this unused airtime every month, and, you know, we're still paying the same price. And your stupid butt going to say to me, well, call Blog Talk and see if we can give it back.
Can we get a refund?
I'm like, Sharon, we can't give back airtime. That's like opening up a sex toy and going, oh, man, this is the wrong toy. I want to give it back. You can't give
that's
it back.
That's kind of gross. That's gross.
Okay. Well,
what do you know about sex toys?
Anyway.
That's an off-air conversation.
That's an off-air conversation. So we couldn't
what did we
give it
rate
back.
This show? Did we not rate this show?
Sharon, can I please finish my sentence? I have the talking stick. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
She who has the talking stick rules the world.
Okay.
So you know, I was like, okay, we can't give it back, Sharon. So we're gonna do what we've been living. We're going to give it away. We're going to find other people in our community that need a voice and that have a message, and we're going to give them the opportunity to come on back to us. At that time, we were just Back to Us Radio. And we're going to give them the opportunity to come on Back to Us Radio and share their message.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I can't even remember how I ended up meeting our next guest, who actually is a part of my family now. So I'm going to bring Tico on the line.
Tico.
We all want to talk about the story how we met. It was hilarious.
Okay, everybody, let me tell you about how I met Tico. So I was probably like looking for artists or musicians or something, and I stumbled across Tico on Facebook. And so I noticed that we had attended the same university, and I noticed that we also were very community-centered and community-oriented. And so I sent Tico a Facebook message, and I said, hi, you know, I have a radio show, and I'd like to connect with you on Facebook because it seems that we share a lot of mutual interests. This nut is going to respond back to me and say, why do you want to be my Facebook friend?
Duh, didn't she tell you?
Okay.
Because you're mutual nerds.
It took me back. I was like, okay, you know.
No, see, Sharon, what happened was I get crazy inboxes all day from women, and I was just at that point, like, here go another one. What do you want? And then
I wish I got inboxes from women.
She got me straight. She put me in order, and then from that conversation, we have started a journey that I couldn't be more happier and blessed to be a part of.
Yeah.
I love you, sis.
I love you too, Tico. And, you know, and y'all, I got to tell you, Tico does get crazy messages. When Tico told me that in the beginning, I was like, yeah, right, whatever. Now I get the crazy messages. Now I get the, hey, your brother is hot. Can you hook me up? No, delete.
I'm still not getting messages. Why won't anyone send me an inbox message?
Because everybody thinks that you and I are together, Sharon.
We are not. We need to
Anise messed that up.
We are not. You and I,
Sharon,
can never
you know
be
I'm your
dead.
Wife. Why are you tripping?
You stop telling people that. You blocking. What if Sana Latham is listening to the show right now and she's saying, I can't marry Sharon because she's with Anise?
She can, well, you know what, she can absolutely marry you, but it's going to be hell to divorce me.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't care. It's Sana Latham.
You know what? So now Tico has joined our family. And not only has Tico joined our Back to Us Radio family, but Tico is very much a part of my family. And, you know, Tico, we love Tico's Corner. Tico's Corner. Oh, listeners, please stand by. Oh, I got to play that. Sharon, have you heard the TNT explosion?
Have I heard what?
Hold on. I have an explosion for you.
That sounds kind of gross.
Hold on. Here it comes again.
All listeners, please prepare for a TNT explosion.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I got my own intro music and everything. She's great.
That's what's up. Play it again.
Play it again. Okay, well, hold on. I'm going to give you the whole thing because I know that when you listen to the shows, you always skip over the first 5 minutes of everything. You always skip through everything. I'm going to need you to stop skipping through everything. Okay, so listen to this. Sharon, put your finger over your lips and listen.
He tells his corner.
All listeners, please prepare for a TNT explosion.
That's hot.
That is hot. I'm scared.
I don't know. I still get mixed emotions. I don't know. I get excited. I become humble. I get nervous, all at once, because I'm actually doing something that I love. I never knew that it would be, hosting my own radio show. But the fact that I can reach so many people and help them change their lives, bring something on the air that other radio shows will not do, other networks won't touch. And as long as I'm breathing, and I always say this, as long as I can uplift and change a person's life, my job is done. So that's all I'm here for, and to be a vessel that God is using. And that's why I launched the T-shirt. Sharon, I got to send you a shirt. Matter of fact, I'll make sure I bring you a shirt when I come down. What, you need an extra small?
She needs a kid small, Tico. She needs a kid small.
I am busting out of my clothes now. These pythons will eat your garden snake. I'm just saying.
No, you do not say your python would eat my garden snake.
Exactly.
You know what?
So
I need
a medium. I want a medium.
Sharon, you don't even know what to do with a medium. If we put you in a medium, we would have to get a magnifying glass to find you.
You know what? Whatever.
You couldn't even say anything. You couldn't even come back. You were like, you know what? Whatever.
Mm-mm. Oh, you got a little gangster in you right now. You been hanging out in Decatur?
I was getting ready to say, I've been hanging out on Wesley Chapel Road in downtown Decatur. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, because you up there talking about whatever.
I'm so hood. I wear my pants below my waist.
Oh, my God. No. Don't do it.
I can't. Don't do that to me.
Not the nerve. Stop it.
She just finally got the O to the M to the G right.
No, she didn't.
Finally. It's been how long? 6 months?
Okay, y'all, you know what? Y'all were doing the most with the least at this moment. Jesus, take the wheel.
A few weeks ago, man, Tico, a few weeks she was talking about some vanilla ice, baby. Yes, she
okay.
was.
I'm going to have nightmares.
Sad. Really, we're going to have to take her and get her some cultural non-training.
Ice, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lordy. Jesus, take the wheel and crash the vehicle, please. Because this is crazy.
Enjoy y'all's vision. I just want to say this, and then I'm going to get off the air.
Right.
I want to thank you, Sharon. I want to thank Anise. I want to thank you both for the vision that both of you guys have had and where you want it back to us, Radio Network, to land, to become, and to grow. And we are doing that, to have as many shows as we possibly can have, a full staff. And it's only more room for growth because we're doing what God has and want us to do. We're not doing it for fame. We're not doing it for money. We're doing it to actually change lives. We're doing it with the passion that each individual has, whether if it's from being a comedian, or if it's being silly, whatever it may be, we're doing it. And I can't wait to see what 2014 is going to bring. So I just want to say thank you to both of y'all.
Well, that's a perfect segue, Tico.
Thank you. You are the best brother in the entire universe. I love you so much. Love you.
Okay, I'll work on your
extra. Tico.
I'll get your extra small T-shirt, Sharon.
All right, Tico. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Right, thank bye-bye. You. Sharon? Okay, so that was like a perfect segue. Okay.
I'm mad about
that.
So, go ahead.
Actually, I have a request for a song that we need to play. Remember that song Enemy by Mimi Solis? You probably don't remember that one.
I don't recall that one.
Okay. I'm going to play a little bit of Enemy. We're going to take like a quick 2-minute commercial break, and we'll be back. Here's Enemy by Mimi Solis and Cadillac Jr.
You can be my enemy,
cause
you ain't no friend of mine. You standing there smiling and grinning, and I ain't down with it. I
thought that you should know.
Okay, so to the listener who just sent me a request for that song, I hope you enjoyed it. So, Sharon.
Yes.
Okay, so we talked about your femme fantasy island, but remember when I had the fascination with all things masculine identified lesbian? And it wasn't so much as a fascination, but
yes, it was.
Remember when we went to Fanu's? And the lady in the bathroom, the whole bathroom incident that you had where the lady thought that you weren't supposed to be in the women's bathroom.
Yeah, she thought I was supposed to be standing up in the bathroom next door.
Yeah, she thought you were supposed to be standing up next door. But, you know, I mean,
I should have told,
that,
you know what, I should have told her I'm a dude who likes to sit down when I pee.
You know what, that really would have messed up her mind. But that incident right there, it opened my eyes for... You know, I guess because Eli and I had actually done a show on this now, on privilege. And, you know, I operated from a place of privilege where I had never had that experience, you know, because anytime I walk in a bathroom, I look like a girl. So, you know, nobody ever looks twice at me because I have cisgender privilege when the inside of your body matches the outside of your body. And, you know, and what I didn't realize is that sometimes for my masculine identified lesbian sisters that they don't always have that same privilege.
Right.
You know, and I was on a mission, Sharon. I was on a mission to educate everybody in the entire universe on how to support our masculine identified lesbians, on how to love our masculine identified lesbians. And, you know, and then I remember there was some of the groups on Facebook were talking about studs who have kids. And it just so happened that Michelle, who is the founder and creator of GirlsGuide.org, was running a blog series called Studs with Kids. And I had actually read some things from the writer Benny, because Benny has been writing with the Girls Guide forever and a day. I mean, I think since the Girls Guide came over on Noah's Ark, Benny's been writing for them. So, you know, I reached out to Michelle and I was like, okay, you know, I really want to bring Benny on air to talk about, you know, studs with kids. And that just kind of, that whole thing, you know, it launched into something bigger that I could have, I couldn't even imagine where it was going when I did it.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty big show, and I think that was just another thing about stereotypes and how people think you're supposed to do one thing or you're supposed to be one way, and if you don't do what your label says, then you're just weird.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's crazy. That's kind of like the show that we had – my show, Strap Show, where we had Kai on, KB.
Yes.
And we talked about...
Oh, Kai is, you know, Kai is a doll.
Yes, Kai is cool. Call Kai a doll.
She's like,
that would just
look,
be weird.
Anise says, Kai is a doll. Sharon, yeah, Kai is cool. Okay, go ahead.
It would just be weird for me to call Kai a doll. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But anyway, Kai is really, really cool. And in that particular episode, we talked about studs who date other studs. And in the and in our world, in our community, you just don't do that. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to date such and so. You're not supposed to be banging straps in the bedroom. That's just not cool. But we talked about that on that episode and talked about why should it matter to you what two other people are doing behind closed doors, and why do I have to do what a label says I have to do. And shameless plug, you guys can go out and buy my book, Strap, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Dye Bookstore, da-da-da-da-da. It's called Strap.
Well, you know, if you were on iTunes, I could promote you on our new iTunes area of the Back to Us Network page, but we'll get to that.
And there was, when Tico was on air, I thought about this one episode, well, this one show that we did that you and I had to consult about before and after that particular episode.
You mean the one when you told me don't damn do it and I did it anyway?
Yeah. And on that particular episode, it took everything in me not to say, just get off my phone.
You know, that episode, okay, in the 10 years that you and I have, you know, been friends, you have never been more upset with me than you were with me for my choice in doing that episode. And I, it wasn't even that you were upset with me, but you saw something that I didn't see, and I didn't listen to you. And, you know, and that's just, that was the first time that I didn't listen to you. The second time was when I said, you know, we need a website. And you told me, you were like, okay, you know, if we're going to get a website, at least get 9 or 10 different quotes so that we know what we're looking at. Because, you know, you were like, Anise, we've never done this before. And I remember coming back to you, I was like, well, getting 9 or 10 different quotes is a waste of my time.
Mm.
Yeah. And, yeah,
like
so our very first...
Anyway.
Yeah, the very first web developer that we hired turned out to be a nightmare. Sharon actually ended up having to get an attorney
Sharon
to protect
did. Sharon
us.
Did. Sharon did.
Yeah.
I was just talking about the episode that you went on to this. I want to go back to the episode, and we'll talk about that part in a hot second. But going
know,
back
but
to this
you know,
particular episode
but you know what
that
I
we can't
about
name.
Sharon? Okay, but what I learned, but this is my teachable moment. When you have a business and, you know, and you're friends and you're also business partners, you still have to listen to each other because sometimes that business partner sees things that you don't see or that you can't see. And that was really the case in both of these instances. You know, you saw things about these particular individuals that I didn't see.
Yeah, like I said, I wanted to say, mute this person, just hang this person up, stab the person in the toe, do something. We got to get this person off the air.
I know.
Commercial break. Oh, there it is. We're going to 45-minute commercial break.
You know.
45-minute commercial break.
Okay, so let's talk about, oh, and, okay, so do you want to talk about our website next, or do you want to talk about our first sponsor?
Who?
Remember when you and I first launched, we were like, we are never going to accept any type of advertising because we always want to be able to say whatever we want to say and we don't want to be bound by advertisers. And
I remember.
So, you know, so Kappa Omega Omicron, you know, they have been a huge supporter of the Back to Us, since we were the Back to Us show, actually, they've been a supporter. And,
uh-huh.
You know, they knew that things were kind of getting tight for us because you know, we know that you went back to school full time in the doctoral program and you're working full time. So I was like, you know, and I was doing my best trying to hold it all together and not really put a whole lot of financial stress on you. And, you know, Kappa Omega Omicron came to me and said, you know, we love what you do. You're very community-centered. We are very community-centered. You know, what do you need? And I was like, oh, we don't need anything. We good. You know, I was a typical black woman. You know, arm falling off, leg falling off. Somebody says, how you do it? Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, and the truth was I had no idea how we were going to cover the airtime that month.
I told
and,
you to
know,
go out in Conyers and sell some cookies.
Sharon, I'm not selling cookies. And you weren't telling me to go sell cookies. You were telling me to go sell my cookies on the corner.
Caramel chocolate chip.
You know what? I can't with you. I just can't. I just can't. I just can't with you. So, you know, Kappa Omega Omicron came back and they said, I know that you don't need anything, but why don't you just let us cover the cost of your airtime? And you know me, I was like, oh, thank you so much. I'll list you as our sponsor for October. And, you know, this is really great. And, you know, they came, Kappa Omega came back again and said, no, Anita, I don't think you understood what we're saying to you. What we're saying to you is we want to take away any stress that you may have about covering your airtime, and we want to cover all of your airtime for as long as you need it.
What you talking about, Willis?
That's what I said, Sharon. I mean,
what you talking about,
when I had that conversation, you know, with them, I was in tears because, you know, honestly, I didn't know how we were going to keep the station on the air. I didn't. Mm-hmm. And but I also knew that you had a lot on your plate, and I couldn't come to you and bring you this, especially after I had already made a huge mistake on the website. You know,
well, that was beforehand. That was a while back.
No, well, what I didn't tell you was, you laid out money for us to have enough money to cover our airtime. But what I did was I took the money and used that money to develop the website with the web developer that you told me not to use. So that's why we didn't have any money to pay our airtime that month. Because I had used it on the web developer.
You're fired. That's called larceny, embezzlement, isn't it? Embezzlement. And you are on air being recorded. The feds are going to come and get you.
I'm going to be fresh as hell because the feds are watching. but, I mean, it was just, you know, that whole experience, it changed me, and it made me realize the value that we both bring to the table, and it made me more open to hearing your voice and your objections, you know, when you voice them. You know, now if you say to me, Anise, stop, oh, honey, you better believe I'm going to stop on a dime. I'm going to lift one foot up and stand still on one toe and wait for the next command.
Anise, stop. I don't hear you dancing and standing. I don't hear it. I want to see it.
I'm standing on one toe with my mouth closed awaiting the next command. But, you know, I mean, that's the type of thing that you get from experience. So with that in mind, you know, we talked about, we actually had Selena, who is our graphic designer. She redesigned a logo for us so that we had a network logo. And because we're not just going to be a radio station anymore, we're adding TV.
TV! Let's talk about it.
Yes, we're going to add streaming TV. I'm actually in talks with the cast as well as Ustream, which are two of the premier streaming TV outlets. So we're going to see how they can accommodate us, because we're not leaving Blog Talk. So how can they accommodate us with what we've got right now?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and what does that look like? So that's something that's coming in the spring of 2014. is streaming TV. And I think our first show is actually going to be a health and fitness show. Is that right, Sharon?
Actually, yeah, and I've already spoken with the young man about that, and I hope people did not miss that health show, because one of those guys will be talking to one of those guys about actually doing
that
show.
Well, can we say his name? I mean, has he committed?
Burnell.
Okay.
He's a personal
trainer.
So
Burnell is actually going to be one of our first participants, or one of our first hosts.
$10trainer.com is his website.
$10trainer.com on Back to Us That's TV.
Yeah.
And so he will be doing a show on there. I'm so excited about that, Sharon.
Yeah,
and I'm glad he said yes,
because
I was kind of, you know, I was sweating it a little bit, honestly.
Why?
Well, because if he hadn't said yes, then, you know, we weren't going to be able to launch in the spring, because I don't want to be on TV. That means I cannot do my show in my T-shirt and my panties like I do when you're sitting here in front of me. You like my panties?
Because I do mine in my boxers and socks.
I know. We've been here all naked and everything. I love you, Sharon.
You remember that day that I saw you? You were almost naked and you were ashy.
Why you gotta go back to the day of the motel?
You had on those black short things or whatever it was that you had on, and you just said, screw it, I don't care if Sharon's in the room with me, I'm about to take off all
these
clothes.
Those were yoga pants, because remember we had agreed that we were going to go down to the gym and we were going to work out together, but you keep forgetting that, you know, I have a disability.
It was the night before.
No, it was not. It was the morning after.
No, it was the night. It was that night.
No, because
why are we,
Sharon? Look, we got like 13 minutes. Why are we going to have a debate about something?
Oh, we're asking it. Get some Jergens in your life.
I can't with you. Jesus, take the wheel.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish up.
Okay, so we've launched a new website. And our web developer, you know, I love our web developer. We're using Inverse Technologies, and they have done an amazing job on our site redesign. And this site really fits us. I mean, in terms of even the colors, you know, the colors all kind of go together, because, you know, we've got a blue-green color, and green is the mental health and mental illness ribbon. We've got orange, you know, it's just, I love all of our colors.
What's the website? We're talking about it and people are listening. They don't have any website to write down.
Oh, okay. So the website is back2usradionetwork.com. So go there, check us out. We're actually working on, number one, we're working on getting our shows uploaded there, so that you will be able to see the last 5 on-demand shows from our website. We got accepted into iTunes, which is really huge, because iTunes is very, very picky. You know, iTunes will pick up a podcast, a single podcast, in a minute, but iTunes is very selective. Picky is not the right word. Selective is more appropriate. They're very selective when they start looking at radio networks and radio stations as to who they pick up and who they don't. And so we got accepted.
Awesome.
And, Sharon, I have some news that I haven't shared with you yet. But
you're pregnant.
I'm pregnant, and it's your baby. You are not
snipped,
the father.
Snipped.
No.
I got snipped.
Got snipped and clipped. We are actually going to have advertisers for the Back to Us Radio Network, and we're going to be able to offer our listeners discounts on hotels.
Are we able to name some of those advertisers?
I can't yet, because I haven't. I'm waiting until, I think I've got to sign off on like 3 more agreements with 2. Well, actually, I can tell you one of them, because I've already signed the agreement with them, and their site is up on our site right now. And that's called bedandbreakfast.com. And right now they're running a special. I think it was either 30% off or 40% off if you book through our site.
30%? Whoa.
Yes. And we've got some more major players. We've got 3 department stores that I can't name yet. If you need glasses, we're going to have some eyewear partner, you know, eyewear advertising that will give us some discounts. Travel, airline, hotel that will give us some discounts. I mean, it's huge, Sharon. It's huge.
That's awesome.
You know, we've got a textbook company that's going to give us discounts.
Any autos? Discounts?
We have auto loans and auto financing.
All right. Because, you know, some people got those 300 credit scores and they need some help.
And we're also going to have an employment section on our website. I can mention this one. Job Tracker has partnered with us, and they're going to allow us to feature all of their jobs on our website. And in January, we are actually going to be interviewing, we are actually going to be interviewing Patricia Sadar, and she wrote the book, Congratulations, Your Resume Rocks. So her book is going to be featured on our site, as well as she's going to give our listeners some tools and tips to navigate the job market.
That is awesome.
Yes.
2014 is going to be hot.
2014 is going to be amazing. And, you know, and I mean, Sharon, all of this started from my kitchen, from my dining room table, really. You know, from my dining room table in a place of the most extreme pain that I have ever experienced in my entire life. And, you know, it was like that, I guess, when I think about it, that pain was my labor pain. And, you know, that's why I always tell people whenever we add somebody new to the network that I've had a baby, because to launch this, I had to go through some pain. And you had to go through it with me. And, you know, and the irony of all this is you were in your own pain when I was hurting, and you were still there for me. And that's what I love about our friendship. It's like no matter what we're going through in our own lives, when we need each other, it's kind of like we press pause on what we're going through, and we step in to support each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's
third
what I love
row
about
from
you,
the
Karen.
Third row from the front on the right.
Third row from the front on the back. Third row from the back on the right hand side.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Cool. Because now I forget sometimes. Yeah.
Third row from the back on the right hand side. Yeah. Don't let them get it twisted anymore. Because you know I lost my mind when they tried to move me to the front. was a funny day.
Yes. But it's been. You know, I know it's about time for us to wrap up and close things out. So since March up until now, it's been, what, about 7 months now? 12 minus 3 is what? 7? Something like that?
12 minus 3
is 9. All right.
Yeah, that
so
would
the
be 9.
A couple of doctorate people can't freaking subtract. What's wrong with the world? But so far this year, it's been interesting doing the show with all the different people that are hosting and all the different shows that we've had. There's been some very serious episodes. There's been some real lighthearted episodes. There's been some real gut-busting funny shows, some shows we thought we were going to end up in jail for. But, you know, all of those shows have just been so fun and so exciting and so uplifting. They have done what they have served whatever purpose they were supposed to serve in somebody's life, and so for that I'm very happy about the journey that we've gone through and the direction that we're going to take.
And I'm excited that we have a whole network. I mean, do you realize that we are on the air 7 days a week?
7 days.
7 days.
And,
7 whole days.
No. You're not Tony.
Okay.
Let her sing.
All right, so I'm going to close. Who do you want to close out with? I mean, we've been featuring Smiling Knife, Traveling Through Time, which, oh, my gosh, they are out of the U.K. Can you believe we're playing artists around the world at this point?
How about that? And they found us in little old Georgia.
They found us in little old Georgia. So I love their song. Or we can close with Tim Joyce, Unstoppable. I think
something from the very
him.
Beginning. How about something from the very beginning?
Something from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Let's see.
No.
Okay, Deontaz was from the very beginning.
We'll play Deontaz.
You want me to play Deontaz?
No.
Okay.
You just got this thing for Deontaz, don't you?
You know, that was like the very first song. Then we had Add To.
Let's go with Unstoppable.
Or Crowd Pleaser. Let's play Crowd Pleaser because, you know what, we had to learn that we went against the crowd. You know, we had to say, so long, farewell, sayonara, I wish you well. That's what we had to say, Sharon.
I still like Unstoppable. Well, you can play that one.
Okay, well, we'll go with Unstoppable. All right, guys, because we are unstoppable, this is the Back to Us show with Anise and Sharon. We are signing off for 2013, and we will see you in January with a whole new lineup of incredible guests. We are on the first Sunday of every month now. So
can you believe it?
I know.
We used to be every Sunday.
We used to be every Sunday. Now we're on the first Sunday of every month.
We got voted off the island.
We didn't get voted off the island, baby. We needed to open up more airtime so that other people could have a voice and spread a message.
It was funnier to say we got voted off the island.
Okay, we got voted off the island.
All right.
So, but we are unstoppable. So here's Kim Joyce, Unstoppable. We love you guys. See you in 2014.
See ya.
I should come out. beauty and the beast. To confront every label, everyone who ain't believe. But I probably won't confess, just too much negativity, yeah. Words is energy, so I just keep it positive. Man, everything gon' work out fine.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.